So let's move from our wrists up into the skies. This is something else that Lindsay had in her newsletter or possibly in her Twitter. I can't remember now. But this is about, it's a BuzzFeed piece about aerial surveillance in the United States. Lindsay, let's start with you on this to tell us what exactly you learned from this piece.
Sure. So BuzzFeed did an analysis of flight patterns, and basically they found out that there are FBI and DHS aircrafts that are circling particular areas. Sometimes they have cell phone devices on them that work like a cell phone tower where they can intercept your cell phone signal. There's concerns that Muslims might be being targeted by these aircrafts. So definitely some gray area with surveillance aircraft that we do not know are in the sky, but maybe collecting information about us, what you can see, as well as information through the airwaves and Wi-Fi waves.
Right. So we think about spy planes possibly being over other countries, not so much over ours, but increasingly you can see why they might be. How exactly did BuzzFeed get this information? Where did the data come from?
I'm not actually completely sure. Oh. I think that they got it from the FAA. Mm-hmm. Looking through it now.
There's a website called Flight Radar 24 that has publicly available flight information for all flights. So this is a really great example of awesome investigative journalism using open data. Mm-hmm. You know, this is stuff that the EFF, that the ACLU North of Northern California, a couple other people have talked about before. The idea that the FBI is flying over American cities with stingrays on their planes to spoof cell towers, to do surveillance over neighborhoods. You know, we've heard that, but this BuzzFeed article, which, by the way, I was only slightly disappointed there weren't more GIFs. But this. This BuzzFeed
article,
it's
very GIF heavy.
Yeah, really went into the meat of it, and they did their research and expanded on the findings of the EFF. They found that the FBI has over 100 fixed wing airplanes, more than a dozen helicopters that they're using. That it, just in the 4 month period that they were studying, had more than 1,400 flights, and that's pretty bizarre. You know, the idea that when you think of everyone likes to think of the spying as like an NSA purview with, you know, drones being flying way above, you know, the stratosphere and using high, you know, whatever, super high quality cameras to spy on middle, you know, countries far away. But no, this is just a bunch of Cessnas flying very low to the ground with some good cameras. You know, it's expensive, but not that expensive. And yeah, when we're looking about how these flights are going, we're seeing them circling over mosques and we're seeing them circling over specific neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. You know, this is information like when we're not to get like put on my political hat or anything, but when we're hearing rhetoric in, you know, the race to the White House 2016, and then we see that we are already have the FBI totally okay with flying, you know, surveillance circles around mosques and, you know, specific Muslim neighborhoods or Somali neighborhoods. It's pretty scary. This is a great, really great article. I highly recommend everyone check it out.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and actually the GIFs and graphics, unlike many BuzzFeed articles, are really, really informative.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
Opposed to simply, you know, entertaining with cats. So it's quite eye opening. I don't know that I'm necessarily not okay with it. As long as they're operating within the law and not, you know, we're talking about, I suppose I was about to say we're talking about people out in public, but this would track you wherever you are. If you're in your home, it would track you there too. If they're using stingrays to get your cell phone to connect to them as though they were right. An actual cell tower. So I could see where there could be some Fourth Amendment concerns here, but putting on my idealism hat and thinking that there could be a way to do this and honor people's Fourth Amendment rights, I'm kind of excited to see that the government has this level of sophistication. I don't know that the first part of my premise actually can play out, though. Mike, what do you think of all this?
Yeah, I was very surprised to see this was so extensive and to look at some of these flight patterns, particularly after the San Bernardino attacks. I thought it was pretty fascinating to see. I'm with you, Denise, though. I'm not so certain that I'm frightened or think this is appalling. There's all sorts of government intrusions that I think have been happening for a number of years, some of which have made their way all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. So I'm not so certain that this is awful or frightening or terrible, but it was surprising to see how prevalent it was.
Mm-hmm. If I could chime in just quickly.
Sure, of course.
I think that especially if you read this article, it's clear that, at least according to the FBI, that they're using these for causes that certainly seem justified. Sex trafficking, murders, drug trafficking, gang violence. My fear is that, it's not necessarily the use today, it's the use tomorrow. What we're seeing here is, the practice being normalized that we're okay with the FBI sending up planes, all day for 5 days a week, because apparently they don't work on weekends if you read the article.
it's the government after all.
But, the worry is, I watched a great documentary on Nova a couple years ago about drones and their surveillance capabilities. And one of the things they talked about is the ability that once you have planes above a city flying regularly, you just do that as a regular practice with high quality cameras, then you can essentially time travel whenever anything goes wrong. So my worry about this is quite literally the eye in the sky, Big Brother fear, where eventually we just have these planes flying all the time every day on our major cities. And if anything happens, or if any protest happens, or if a journalist who says X, Y, and Z against whoever is behind the button that controls the FBI planes, sorry for shaking my screen there, I don't like the slippery slope argument, but here especially, I think that it's worth considering that, down the line, do we want the police or our government to be able to just press a button and pull up a complete, record of what's going on in the city and be able to zoom down to the individual and follow them through traffic and, know exactly who they connected to and map that network out? Personally, I think that's a little scary, but it's certainly technically sophisticated. And according to the article here, it has secured, hundreds of arrests. So it's a discussion worth having. I would personally just like to see more transparency about this. I hate that, we needed a BuzzFeed investigative article after multiple watchdog organizations have been saying this and getting no coverage for months before we know this for fact, What if we all had a debate what if a public official proposed this even, and we could talk about it, but instead we just have eye in the sky.
Right.
It seems to me, Denise,
go ahead, Mike.
In some respects, this aerial surveillance is maybe even a little less intrusive than some of the video cameras and other such things you see on street corners these days. Mm-hmm. Here in Washington, in various cities here, Seattle, Spokane, you've got all sorts of cameras and other things that are monitoring people's daily activities. So I'm not sure that aerial surveillance from a mile above is any worse than what's already going on right now.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say, is that suspects can be tracked pretty readily, even without planes in the sky, just based on the other cameras and surveillance that are out there and operating already. This just seems to be another piece of that puzzle. And
they're breaking the wall. No argument here, but
I think the biggest difference for me is that with a street camera, you can a lot of times see the street camera. So you don't necessarily have as large an expectation of privacy. Whereas with one of these planes, they do have mufflers on them where you can't hear them, where maybe you can't see them as much, or even if we are approaching drones, which it seems like this is going in that manner, you might not be able to see it at all. It might be really small. So I think that that is a difference. And then also the transparency piece. For example, these planes were used in Ferguson, Missouri. We don't know why. If we looked at a street corner video, that's something that could potentially be available under the Freedom of Information Act. You can see that. You can know it's there. You can get it. Whereas with one of these planes, we don't know why the plane is there necessarily. We don't know what it's capturing. We don't know how to get it. So it's definitely less transparent.